Welcome to Energy is Currency podcast featuring Alexis Williams, your favorite marketing guru, your favorite hairstylist, your favorite cat lady. I'm all things to all people. And I'm finally back to share with you why your energy and your currency must be aligned in order for you to be successful. So let's get into this new season. Period. So, okay, maybe I need to dial back a few steps. So yeah, I disappeared about 4 years ago, and it's all good. But that was to allow myself to fully experience life without the pressure of constant promotion, constant social media. Life was life when I was getting slung around like a rag doll. Ish was ishing. And it all brought me to a space of extreme learning. It brought me to a space where I really had to face a lot of layers of myself. And I'm so proud of myself for making it to this moment. And so if you've ever been through life, you know what that looked like for you. If you've been through that and you're going through that now, allow yourself a moment of grace and congratulations, because this shit is hard. But I'm back, and so are you. We never left. We were just experiencing what we needed to experience, all right? So boom, enough of that. This episode is all about the word rebranding. And we're in such a pivotal space with the year. Congratulations, it's 420, you made it to spring. And it's so much stuff that needs to happen right now, right? For small business owners, we're really getting into the escalated periods of our business. Our wheels are starting to churn, right? And for some businesses, we're trying to figure out what's the next step. What does that look like? Maybe we've been in the business for years and you're burnt out. Maybe you don't know what to do, but you're ready to get serious about it. So this is what this conversation is about. Getting your mind prepared for that part of your life, the rebrand, right? Because you've already established yourself. You are you, and you are the dopest you that you're supposed to be, okay? But now this is about allowing yourself to create a new layer of dopeness. And that's what the rebrand is about. That's about that space where you're looking deeper in and exploring opportunities that maybe you had to pass up at one point because you had other priorities. Or maybe there were interests that felt like planted seeds in the ground, but they hadn't fully emerged into sunlight yet. It's all good. Rebranding allows you to tap into newer, undeveloped, unburdened parts of you. Right? So if you've been a mother, you've been taking care of the family for forever, but you wanted to start your own business, this is for you. So if you are been working on your business for years and it's like, dang, I'm ready for the big bucks, this is for you. If you're burnt out, this is for you. Okay? So let's talk about the people we think about when we're talking about really good rebranders. People who have had public reputations and public opinions thrust upon them, and we define them in a specific way, right? And if you allow yourself to live long enough, you'll assume a million identities. So first person, and I have to talk about him first, right? Absolutely. It's Snoop Dogg. Happy birthday, Snoop Dogg. Happy 420 to you. But check this out. Snoop Dogg has done everything with everyone for the last 30 years. And I love that about him. I love that he came from Long Beach. I love that he repped Long Beach. I love that he was silly and wild and young and reckless. Yes, I love that he handled his business. Yes, and I love that you can see Snoop Dogg in almost any check-bearing environment, okay? Snoop has done basketball. Snoop is best friends with Martha Stewart. Snoop was the pilot from Soul Plane. He was the pilot from Soul Plane. He was the villain in Baby Boy. He's a football coach for his family and then expanded it to other children. He has taken on contracts to do voiceovers and narration for National Geographic. And what else has Snoop allowed himself to do, right? Keyword, what has he allowed himself to do? And meanwhile, he kept his hair laid, pressed, waved, freshly twisted, okay? You know that perm, you know that wrap was not coming off until the camera started, okay? He always had a blunt either in hand or just smoked or somewhere within maybe a 4-inch distance, and he allowed himself to be himself in new environments. So what I want you to take from that is don't feel the pressure that you have to be different because the environment is different. Your light, your gift, your dopeness has to come with you everywhere. It's mandatory, especially for a rebrand, because this is the thing. If you're stepping into a new market, you're stepping into a new product, a new service, a new audience, you have to believe you first if you expect for you them to believe you second. I'm going to say that again. You have to believe you first if you expect for them to believe you second. So take your bright energy, right? And coming from a person with some serious social anxiety, if you allow yourself to calm down and to be present and to experience everybody else's light, then yours will come out. They don't have a choice. Light attract light. But check me out. If you're also like me and you do have social anxiety, you are also extremely worried about the darkness in other people. Because I'm going to put it to you like this. Folks is weird. They always have been and they always will be. But guess what, boo-boo? You are too. I am too. And let's be honest. So with this moment of honesty, I need you to just accept that, yo, we all got amazing good things about us and amazing bad things about us. So bring your light to the room if you expect to be seen. Okay? We're going to move on. So I'm going to give you 5 steps on how to rebrand yourself, right? First step, reflect. Reflect on what you've already done. Okay, and you're going to have a moment of imposter syndrome or survivor's remorse when you realize how far you come and how far you've taken yourself and how much you've achieved. When you really sit down and you do an honest gratitude and reflection moment, right? When you really sit down and meditate in a moment of gratitude about your space and what you've already done, you have to accept and acknowledge that you are already the shit. You are already a top dog. You are already a number one. You are already a big cat. It had already happened, right? You've created it before, and it wasn't haphazard. It wasn't on accident. It wasn't everybody doing it for you. This was your blessing to experience, and you did. Congratulations. So take that moment of reflection, right? And then figure out how you want to maneuver with that, right? Set some goals. Set some new goals. That's the second thing. Set some new goals. What do you want to experience more of? What do you feel like is missing? What can we focus on and concentrate our energy on? What makes sense considering the current environment? Okay, because it also, hear me out, it's okay for your dream to be unrealistic, but you absolutely have to make it real. And that's a filtering process. Some of that is going to be like, yep, we got to do that. And some of it is going to be like, hey, I'm going to keep that seed and prepare it later. It's okay. But set some goals, define them, update them, right? And then visually create the environment, right? So update your visuals. Whether it's in your home with your vision boards, maybe you need calendars, planners, I don't know, but create an environment that what you see, what you absorb is in alignment with what you want to experience next. It's mandatory. You have to set up an environment where you feel like this is possible, right? So you got to move some furniture around. You got to throw some clothes out. You know, you have to do a few of the things that sets the environment. And if you're a professional brand, you definitely have to update your images. You definitely have to update your graphics, update your fonts, your languages, your brand colors. Let people know we're doing something new. Make it feel like a fresh coat of paint, right? And then from there, revamp your content. Especially if you're in business, But even in our personal lives, you absolutely have to set up a space where your communication matches your intentions, right? So if you say, I want to earn more, that's the goal. I want to earn more, right? I want to make $1 million, right? But if you tell everybody, no, I'm broke, you're creating a communicative distance from where you want to be and where you are, where you think you are. So update your language, update your visuals, update your content. Start recording something new, right? Capture new moments. Let people know you're doing new things, right? And it's okay. That's why behind the scenes moments are so important, because it starts to build that energy of that newness. It's important, right? So once you do those things, you get yourself prepared. You shift your presentation, right? Whether it's personal or professional. Then let us know. Because it's no need to rebrand if it's all going to be this big, giant secret. Open up your mouth. Use your throat chakra. Exercise your throat chakra. So hold on, we're going to do a rabbit hole for a moment. Because if you know, energy is currency is about professional and personal development. But on that personal side, there's a lot of spiritual development that's important for your business, right? And so understanding your chakras, especially your throat chakra is this energetic space where your throat and your mouth are in your body, right? And spiritually, it helps you become a vessel for communication. It helps you to communicate the message. It helps you share your needs, your wants. It helps you problem solve. Your ability to communicate is a divine gift. It is. And when you refuse to open up your mouth, you are rejecting a divine gift. When you don't say the things that need to be said, whether they are good, bad, indifferent, uncomfortable, or empowering, you are obligated to say that ish. My 2024 goal on a personal level has been to heal my throat chakra. Say the words. That's one of the reasons that we got back to season 2 of Energy is Currency. I needed to open my mouth. And the only way to heal a throat chakra, to unblock a throat chakra, is to say that shit out loud. And to say it with your chest. Okay? So when we're talking about communicating our brands, right? And communicating our rebranding, this is a vulnerable moment. This is letting people into your vision, into your goals, into your mindset, right? But you got to be confident about it, and you have to trust yourself. Because again, you have to believe yourself first if you expect for them to believe you second. Okay? So, I know you like, Lexi, that's all stuff that we got to do, but like, what if my heart ain't ready? Right? And I get that, because it does. As many bruises and bumps and failures and successes and obstacles that you deal with in business and in your personal life, it can take the wind out of you. It can chip at that confidence. It can make you trust yourself less. So check this out. Let's talk for a few minutes about reframing your mental space during a rebrand, right? Because you do have to communicate. You do have to unblock your chakras. You do got to hire that photographer. You do have to update your website. But you also kind of got to heal from all of the other opportunities that you rebranded, from all of the other tries. Because trying again is a result of success of the past that isn't present anymore? Or is it a little bit of failure that you're trying to work through, or obstacles that you feel like were too big for you? Trying again is a push, and it's a mental and emotional push. It requires a little bit of courage. It requires a little bit of bravery, where you're telling yourself, I did that before, I am capable of doing it again, flat out. So I will. Yeah? But that takes some mental reframing. And so let's get into that really, really quick. And so I'm not finna take you all down this like emotional road, because I don't even think I'm like licensed for that. I'm definitely like a marketing guru. But check me out. I love Harry Potter. And if you love Harry Potter, then you'll understand what I'm about to say, right? And if you've never seen Harry Potter, and check me out. This is not about the writer of Harry Potter, okay? This is about the Phoenix scenes from Harry Potter, okay? So we don't see the Phoenix very often in Harry Potter. He's not a main character, but he got good energy, okay? Maybe not main character energy, but we show up when we need to. Pull up. So notice in the various movies, you only saw him a few times. And I feel like he pulled up in the Chamber of Secrets with like the hat and the knife. You know what I'm saying? He was ready to pull up on the snake thing and was doing a thing. He showed up with some really big, great energy, right? He was there to save the day. Those are those successful champion moments, right? So you have to let your rebranding energy feel like, you have to honor that champion energy within you, right? Because you showed up and did some shit before and it was amazing, right? And then you just got to understand that, like I said, the Phoenix in Harry Potter wasn't necessarily a main character, but hear me out. Whenever the movie or the plot line needed him, he always showed up. And he showed up with a lesson. He showed up with wisdom. He showed up with solutions, right? So allow yourself to quiet down long enough to hear the new solutions. Allow it to swoop in for you, okay? Allow your mind enough stillness to open up, right? So what we also noticed in the movie is that, like, he wasn't always alive, but he burnt up and died at some point, right? And that happens. Sometimes you're going to experience the burnout energy of big, the burnoutness of big energy. What I mean is, if you've been grinding, working 10, 20 years, working uphill, never taking a day off, always making sure the schedule is met, always pre-peppering, always doing the things, right? At some point, you're going to need a break. At some point, things are going to break down. At some point, you're going to feel the flames of a burnout, just like the Phoenix did. And it's all good. Don't pressure yourself into feeling like, I gotta be perfect forever, because that's not real. Allow yourself to burn up. Because when you do so, you connect with the earth. From ashes to ashes, dust to dust, right? Where we return all. I think that's like a Bible thing or whatever. You know what I'm talking about. But within that space, it's allowing you to reconnect with the earth so that you can be renewed. So you can reemerge. But that requires you to accept the death part of it, to accept the quiet moments, to accept the darkness of small business, because it is not always big bags of money. You know, I'm not what's the duck from DuckTales? I'm not Uncle Scrooge, you know, swimming in gold doubloons. You know, we're all trying to figure it out, and it's not always foolproof. It's not always 100%, but if you allow yourself to fail, to stop, to renew, to be reborn, you will experience something different. And so, you know, before the movie ended, the Phoenix pulled up and did some more dope shit. He was in a big fight. He was poking folks' eyes out. He was pulling up with swords again. That's what he does. So allow yourself to pull up with your own sword, because no one is going to come and save you but yourself. Harry Potter is fiction, baby. But you are fact. And you are real. And you are divine. And you are necessary. And you are so here. And I am so grateful. So check this out. Wherever you are with your business, allow yourself the flexibility of shifting the plan when necessary. Allow yourself to try. Allow yourself to fail. Allow yourself to start over. It's necessary. And when you do so, you will be so, so pleased. So on a personal note, I am doing my second season of Energy is Currency, and I'm so grateful to be back. And I was welcomed with such amazing, amazing, amazing arms from my community. So my amazing people at Tribal Smoke Shop in Atlanta, right? They hosted me for our 420 party. If you're listening to this episode, that means the party is happening right now, okay? So they're hosting us, and this is the home of the Gradient Vape. right? And the gradient vape is a little bit different because it's a THCA vape. So it's not quite weed, you know what I'm saying? But it's also not like that weird kind of like icky stuff that we want to get away from. So if you're interested in trying something new, you need to go to Tribal Shop. Tribal Smoke Shop, okay? Tell them Lexi sent you. They have all kind of products. They have everything you need for your roll-up. If you're trying to get the vibe vibing, then this is where you need to go. So, they have like the Flying Monkey, Delta 8, 9, and 10. They have THC pre-rolls. Yo, the THCA pre-rolls get me so unbelievably right. They got the CBD gummies. They have all kind of vapes. They have the wraps, the cones. Girl, they got the Tyson wraps and cones and rolling papers like from Mike Tyson. Now, if you want to talk about a rebrand, because honey, he has had three identities, okay? The boxing beast, okay? The personal life debacle. And then he reemerges as like this cool old weird guy that you know for sure will beat your ass if he don't get his blunt. So he came out with some blunt wraps and cones and rolls. So that's dope. So come and get your gradient vapes. Come and check out season 2 of Energy is Currency podcast at Tribal Smoke Shop. But whenever you need stuff, go and pull up on them. The customer service is beyond, okay? Beyond any word you want to put after beyond is beyond that too, okay? Plus 100. So check them out. Tell them Lexi sent you, right? And so what I need you to do from here on out is check out every episode of Energy is Currency. I need that from you. I'm going to show up, so I need you to show up. You can listen to this episode and all of season 1 on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Amazon. It's on YouTube. We are on iHeartRadio. We are on all of the platforms, okay? So check us out. Make sure you're following me, your favorite marketing guru. I am MBA.Lexi with an I dot show, SHOW. I always have some crazy stuff going on, whether it's yoga, whether it's business, whether it's hair, or whether it's just me being me, because baby, I'm a vibe when I'm vibing, okay? So if you want to learn more about your business though, right, you ready to mind your business professionally, then visit me online at www.blushbizonline.com and set up your consultation. I can't wait to connect with you. I have so much dope stuff coming out this season. My heart is so full. My mouth is so ready. Let's chat. If you want to do an episode with me, hit me up. Until next time, I love you, and I hope you love you too. Remember, your energy is your currency. Thanks again.